Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 4, we were talking about the people that pay more attention to their favorite author's book than they do to the Bible. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Again, grace was never, ever meant to be that license to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Grace, and my friend, liberty, was grace and liberty for the spirit to be freed from the flesh, not to fulfill the flesh desire. But all men have turned it around. And that's what I'm saying, that as a pastor, I find that we have that coming from one side. Men are writing books and, oh, laugh again. You can't laugh if you're being faithful, if you're being a fundamentalist, and if you're obeying the word of God. You can't laugh. And they're right. If your heart is in the world, if your heart is in the lustful things, then you will not laugh at the holy. The holy things will make you uncomfortable. They'll make you miserable. And you won't want that, because it goes against your flesh and your lust. And so I understand that. I understand that, that you won't laugh again until you get rid of that, because you desire the flesh. But if you desire to walk with God, walk according to God's word, God's way, God's rule, not God treating me. You know, don't treat God like he's a good luck charm in your pocket and you use him to accomplish your will. You're there to be used for his will, his way, doing his word. Now, on the other hand, I got people that do hold standards, but then they're Calvinist. And you know what? I get the same from both sides of the aisle. One says you need to read so-and-so's book. You need to read so-and-so's book, and you see that we've got liberty to do all this sin. The Calvinist tells you, well, you need to read so-and-so's book and this one's book, and you'll know that a lot of us are already born to go to hell, so we can't be saved. And other ones are born to go to heaven, so they can't die and go to hell. And that is so wrong. But the point is, you got to read somebody's book instead of the Bible. You don't get that from the Bible, you see. You get it from reading other people's books. And that's how Satan deceives. They'll pay more attention to those books than they do the Bible. Now, you may better understand Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, speaking to the pastor who has the rule, that is the oversight. For verse 7 of that chapter states, the one that has that oversight, that has the rule, is the one that has spoken unto you the word of God. And so in verse 17, he says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. So my friend, you need to understand that you've got to submit to that leadership. You don't have liberty to rebel. Now you can rebel, but it will be totally against God, and then that puts you against God, and it makes you a rebel to God. So we're to watch. That's the pastor's first responsibility, is watch. Watch for the sin. Watch for the false doctrine. Watch for the things that seek to come into the church and make us immodest and make us unrighteous and make us contemporary to the ecumenical movement and so forth. Let's watch and walk in holiness. Walk the narrow road. It's something Jesus told us to do. I think we ought to do what Jesus said, don't you? Now, not only are we to watch, but the second thing we're commanded here in verse 5 is to endure afflictions. Now, we need to define that word endure. It means to endure or stick in the situation. Do not allow it to make you quit or let up. Do the work, although you may be greatly afflicted. Then God becomes and is your strength. As you just continue, you do what you can and he'll make the difference. As I was explaining to someone this week in the hospital, several someones this week, seems like in the hospital, is to say, well, you know, we'll pray and we'll ask God. But understand, you still have to have surgeries. You still have to take these medicines. You still have to do such and such a thing. I told them, when God raised Lazarus from the dead, the Lord there, he didn't roll away the stone. He didn't command the stone to roll away, and he didn't command the grave clothes to come off. He had the men roll away the stone. He had the men take off the grave clothes. What did Jesus do? What man could not do. He raised Lazarus from the dead. God doesn't do what you can do. He does what you can't do. So you endure afflictions, you just stick with it, and then let him give you the strength to do the rest. As Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. A pastor who is looking for a new church every 2 years is a pastor that is a failure as a pastor. Now, the Greek word for afflictions is the same as it was in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Where it says to endure hardness as a good soldier. It's enduring hardships in the ministries. Trials will make many quit, and that's unfortunate. Even if there's not physical persecution, rather mental, family, financial, pastoral ministry, the pastor is told that he will encounter many difficult problems. And he will encounter difficulty with many people, people he loves. But he must endure. Preacher, don't quit. Don't quit on standards. Don't quit on the Bible. And don't quit the job. The pastor's job is not to be banker's hours or 40 hours only. I've from time to time told the staff as I've met with them here in our church, don't count your church attendance, your Sunday morning, Sunday school, choir, all those other things you do as part of your hourly work. We expect the people that have jobs, people that are members of the church to be there in their place, and you should be in your place, not because you're a paid employee. And so I tell them they haven't started ministering if that's what they're counting as part of their 40 hours. And also, even if you only count that 40 hours as work hours and not going to church, and that's all you do is 40 hours, you're still not a minister. You still just have a job. You got to realize it's a life job. And it's a hard job. Endure. Why? Because endure is a love issue. In James chapter 1 and verse 12, we read, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. That is, he endures those trials and tribulations. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. You see, those that love him endure. You don't see the crown right now. It's in eternity. You've got to believe that Jesus Christ is just as real as your mate is, as your best friend is, as you are. And you must talk to him and get to know his person in that respect. And so that you know when it's talking of heaven, that's just as real as when you're talking about the home you're going to buy, the vacation you're going to take, and the plans are laid out and you're ready to do the next thing. Heaven is that real and even more real. But if you go against the word of God because you can't stand it any longer, that simply means you tried to stand in your own power not the Lord. Kind of breaks our heart to know that too many preachers today are merely hirelings. Hirelings. And they flee when the wolf cometh. The wolf of the contemporary, the wolf of the emerging church, the wolf of ecumenicalism, the wolf of worldliness and fleshliness. Oh, my friend, having done all to stand, stand therefore. Oh, I hope that you will stand. Many times, the affliction will be false accusation. It'll be betrayal by people you've loved and you've helped. When I first started in ministry, an old pastor who became a great blessing to me and often would turn to him for advice as a young pastor, new pastor just starting out, he told me, he says, the people that will hurt you the most are the people that you've helped the most. He just said, count on it. And you know what? As a young pastor, I just thought, oh, he's blowing steam. But now I found out that's not steam. He is telling me the truth. And so false accusations, betrayal, or maybe people, they just leave your ministry. And it causes Satan to have a foothold to produce worry in your heart. The command is an imperative command, meaning it is a strong military command to the pastor. Endure hardness. And that is from God, who will call the pastor, the preacher, into an account. He has given this command because God knows the day comes in which the preacher may fear to preach the whole counsel of God or meet a sin and problem head on because it may displease a board member or somebody who is a good giver, or it may cause you to lose people, or to offend some popular leader in the church or a friend. Oh, but your greatest friend must be the Lord, and His word must be foremost in your life. The preacher is to maintain it. He is to preach. He is to flinch not, wince not, shrink not. Rather, he is to believe the truth, not to barter the truth. And he is to stand without compromise. Again, notice at the beginning of this chapter what the preacher is told in verse 2, and it's an imperative military command. And it's simply this: preach the word.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.